Animal mummies. Although everyone knows that the Egyptians mummified their bodies so that they could be a shelter for the soul for as long as possible, not everyone realizes that animals were also mummified. Among the animals chosen for embalming were those regarded as the embodiments of deities. Here you can see the mummies of an ibis, a small crocodile, and two cats. Hundreds of thousands of such mummies have been found in Egypt. Archaeologists have discovered them in tombs and in temples. It is believed that they were offered to gods in order to express gratitude or ask for something. And how were mummies prepared? Actually, it was pretty awful. First, the brain, which decayed the earliest, was removed through the nose using a special tool. Then, the rest of the bowels were taken out and put into separate containers, called canopies. Only the heart was left in place, because the deceased needed it during the judgment of Osiris. All these body parts were washed in palm wine and rubbed with herbs and lotions. Then it was necessary to apply a layer of resin and cover the body in wraps of linen. The ready-made mummy was given a mask with a painted face of the deceased. Egyptians often painted them gold because this color symbolized rebirth. Only after these treatments was the mummy placed in a tomb. I do not know what life was like, but the death of the ancient Egyptians seems to have been pretty complicated, doesn't it? Leaving the Egyptian exhibition, turn left.